For WMRA News, I'm Chris Boros. New school grants have been announced at promoting computer science education. Faith leaders from across Virginia are pressing Senate Democrats to abandon their approach to raising the minimum wage. And more incentives could be coming for Virginia developers looking to build apartment complexes that include low and very low income tenants in their plans. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, February 20th. Governor Ralph Northam announced new school grants aimed at promoting computer science education. On Monday, Northam said he had approved a total of $1.3 million in grants to a number of public schools and colleges. Lawmakers organized the grants last year to be used for professional development for teachers, instructional resources, and other areas related to computer science. Low-performing schools were given a priority for the funding. Faith leaders from across Virginia are pressing Senate Democrats to abandon their regional approach to raising the minimum wage. From Virginia Public Radio, Michael Pope reports.
We shall overcome someday.
That's the sound of a prayer vigil held outside the Virginia Capitol. Faith leaders from across Virginia came to Capitol Square to press for raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour everywhere in Virginia, not just in Northern Virginia. A bill that emerged out of the Senate takes a regional approach, which means low-wage workers in Hampton Roads won't see $15 an hour until 2034, or even later. Anthony Flood is a pastor at St. John's Church of God in Christ at Newport News.
We oppose regionalism that widens income disparity and continues the cycle of systemic economic injustice.
Senator Cree Deeds is a Democrat from Western Virginia. He says a regional approach makes sense.
I like 15 everywhere, but the reality is that Galax is different than Fairfax. It's a different standard of living, and to me, it's worth taking a look at slowing the thing down a little bit, at least in terms of figuring out what the market can bear in different parts of the state.
Now, lawmakers are at an impasse. The House bill creates a $15 minimum wage across the state by 2025, but the Senate version has this regional variation based on median household income. That means the two sides are going to have to come together in a closed-door conference committee and hash it out in secret. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
More incentives could be coming for developers looking to build apartment complexes that include low and very low-income tenants in their plans. Legislation that has cleared both chambers of the General Assembly aims to address housing shortages and could allow localities to make zoning changes to reduce barriers to developing affordable housing. It would also allow local governments to give developers incentives for these projects. Delegate Betsy Carr's version of the bill passed the Senate yesterday. Senator Jennifer McClellan is sponsoring an identical bill that has yet to be heard in the House. Virginia has a long history of using election rules to disenfranchise voters, and lawmakers in Richmond are considering a check to make sure that doesn't happen again. From Virginia Public Radio, Michael Pope reports.
For many years, anytime your local registrar wanted to change a polling location, or the Board of Supervisors wanted to change a political boundary, they would have to get preclearance from the United States Department of Justice. Now the Supreme Court has struck that down, and many people are worried about the lack of guardrails. Tram Nguyen at Virginia New Majority says the lack of oversight has caused problems.
You look at states across the South in Georgia and Alabama, there's been a lot of polling location changes that have moved these precincts away from black communities, and there's been pushback. But because it didn't have to be pre-cleared, it just happened, and then people lost their right to vote.
That's why Democratic Delegate Skylar Van Valkenburg of Henrico County wants to create a state-level Voting Rights Act, forcing any change to local elections to get state-level pre-clearance. He says there are many examples of wrongdoing right here in Virginia.
Virginia Beats got a lot of publicity because they were going to move their registrar's office where they did absentee voting, and it got a lot of press because it was going to be put in a building owned by a senator. But the real kind of egregiousness of it was that what they were doing is 2 months before the election, they were moving where people early voted with absentee ballot. They moved it a mile off the bus loop.
That change never ended up happening. Although Van Valkenburg says it's the kind of thing state-level preclearance might check. In fact, he says just the threat of having to go through preclearance at all might end up being a deterrent. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
The state Senate passed a bill yesterday that would prevent law enforcement officers from asking the immigration of someone who witnessed a crime. Advocates like Tram Nguyen of New Virginia Majority say it will help encourage people to come forward if they've seen a crime.
Local law enforcement have done such a great job building trust and relationship with communities that asking for an immigration status for witnesses or victims would actually have a chilling effect.
Republicans in the Senate voted against the bill. They argued it would strip away powers from law enforcement. The bill now heads to Governor Ralph Northam's desk. For WMRA News, I'm Chris Boros.